We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What, would you call up and talk to us? I wouldn't.
I would. I do every day. I come in for 3.5 hours. Because I'm being paid. Themis is not.
Yeah.
The House Republican leader is Themis Claridis, and she joins us on the telephone. Madam Leader, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to both of you.
Thank you for joining us. So if I take this correctly from comments made by you and the Senate Republican leader, it sounds like there's been some progress made as far as understanding what is trying to get done as far as this transportation package. It's just the method that the governor would like to use to get that money that you object to.
Correct. We all understand very clearly that we need to invest in our infrastructure and our transportation.
Yes.
That's a no-brainer. That is not in question. Nobody's ever questioned that. The question is, how do we fund it? And I think to ask the question how you fund it, you also have to go back and say, what can we afford?
Well,
so
that.
This plan is $21 billion. I would guess that we could all find another $21 billion of projects we would like to fund if we had the money, but we don't.
Sure.
So $21 billion, in my opinion, is not affordable. I think that needs to be downsized. I think we should all, and we could all, sit down with the governor's office and both sides of the aisle and figure out which projects are our priority and downsize the amount of money that we're spending, and then we could find more reasonable ways to fund it instead of tolls, because that is something that's a non-starter for us.
And that was, what's he cut the number of gantries down to? Is it 14 or am I?
14. It's 14.
Okay. It's 14. And at this point, by the way, if you take a look at it, the current did a pretty good job on this, telling you what's in it. And some of this stuff I could go for. 84? Absolutely. I'm with you. 95? Clearly everybody knows that. 91? I mean, some of these things seem to make sense. You know, the other thing that bothers me, though, Themis, is the whole idea, estimated project cost, 15 to 20 million. So we're not sure how much it's going to cost.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of open-endedness to this plan, which is very concerning to everybody. The issue with the 14 toll gantries, and let's just kind of all be honest with each other, these prior, and I say plans with air quotes about them, weren't really plans. They were, you got into office, you realized the problem was very bad, which we all realize because it's black and white. I have to find a way to fund this, and let me stick my hand in somebody else's pocket to get more money.
Okay.
And so it's 88 tolls, it's 80 tolls, it's 55 tolls, it's 50 tolls. Those aren't plans. That's just another way to take money out. There's no plan. There's no vision. This is the first real plan, in my opinion, and I do agree. I think we all agree that there's a lot of value to the intention of the plan. I mean, just for example, for those of us who live in southern Connecticut, Metro North is a huge deal. A lot of people are on the trains going into New York to work. It takes people off the roads, which is also very important. They have 3G on Metro North. In 2019, the state of Connecticut, 3G on Metro North. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
now, the governor, in his plan, has found a way, talking to telecom companies, to upgrade that for free.
Oh, wow.
For free, according to the governor. So let's do it. Let's do it now.
Absolutely.
Let's start moving on things we can move on and sit down and figure out what we can all agree to and prioritize these projects. I get there's $21 billion. There are people that think those are the priorities. I get if it was $41 billion, those would be priorities. We all understand that. That's what we know. That's the reality. Let's figure out what the state can afford. We have to remember, guys, we just are in a biennium now, a budget that had a $3 billion deficit.
Right.
The next 2 years, it's projected to be $2.5 billion. It's not getting any better anytime soon.
Right.
We have to help it get better. You don't help it get better with huge plans that we cannot afford.
Let's talk for a minute about, and you were mentioning you're down in the southwest part of the state, and so you are. But, I mean, the point is there are different things, like Jim Cameron, for example, as you know, is big into mass transit. Is there stuff in here to improve mass transit?
Yes. I mean, there's stuff that's, in, as we talked about, Metro North, which is the busiest commuter rail in the country.
Yes.
You know, and then we talked about going from, in his plan, they talked about going from the New Haven area to Bradley. Now, I think Bradley is a great airport.
Right.
And it's been rated as a top airport in its class in the country. I think we need to continue to build that up and find a way to get people from the southern part of the state up there. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of focusing on, you know, we have Tweed and we have Sikorsky, and they certainly serve the purpose they serve, but in such a small state, to continue building airports when you have a great airport that we right. can just build up and give people more access to it. I think that's a great idea.
If you can make it easier to get there, that's perfect.
Right.
Is it fair to say that one of the problems here is that there hasn't been negotiations, that it's been the governor putting out these statements without consulting with you and Len and whomever else, and then you people just reacting to it?
Well, I don't think it's that cut and dry. I think that in the beginning, with the other much larger toll proposals, he put it out. And I think this is what happened, that last November, the election occurred, Governor Lamont won, and the numbers of Democrats increased in the House and the Senate. So I think they thought, okay, now is our time. The Republicans have held these toll proposals up for the past few years because there was basically a tie in the House and the Senate, and now that's no longer the case. We're just going to push this through. And clearly it didn't happen. Unfortunately, what did happen was a budget passed in the state in the beginning of June that had increased spending, that had a $1.7 billion tax increase, that had a $171 million raid of the Special Transportation Fund,
right.
the exact fund that the tolls are supposed to help fix, and a payroll tax on people's wages every week, whether they want it or not, for a family medical leave that they may want or they may not want. People should have the choice of those things. So, interestingly enough, they didn't care about Republican votes for any of those things. But isn't it interesting that this is the only thing they cared about? And you want to know why?
Why?
Because they can't pass it on their own. They cannot pass it on their own. When you have extra 16 people in the House and whatever, an extra 8 people in the Senate, you can pass anything you want without one Republican vote. They did it with the budget that spent more and taxed more. They did it with family medical leave that gives you no choice. They did it with minimum wage. They did it with all of that, didn't care about a Republican vote. This is the only thing they care about Republican votes for, because they know it is a bad vote, and they know these are bad plans, and they know it will affect them in next year's election.
All right.
Themis, thanks for being with us. Good luck this weekend, and good luck to your nephew's Trinity team against Wesley, and I know you'll be there rooting, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Thank you. Go Trinity, right, Ray?
You're right. Go Bantams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.